Greetings, one and all, pilgrims on our way to Bethlehem to see what God has done. Something new, something unlike any other thing in the history of the world. It's called good news for all people. And for something like that, we have to be prepared. Amen. So we do our daily personal devotions to prepare our hearts for the good news that God has for us, for each one of us, whatever that may be. I promise you, it's different for each one of us. He's got something just for you on Christmas Day. Today is our middle Sabbath. It's Wednesday. It's December 9th, and we're getting our devotions from John Pavlovitz this year, his little Advent devotional called Lo. And we begin by reading Scripture. This is from the Gospel of Matthew. It's chapter 18, verses 2 through 4. Matthew 18, verses 2 through 4. He called a little child to him, and he placed the child among them. And he said this, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." John Pavlovitz's devotion is called Living Parables. He says this, "The adage is true that when you have children, you see the world again through their eyes. Almost by osmosis, you absorb some of their wonder, their optimism, their simple, undistracted joy in the present. Things that tend to be elusive as you become a proper adult. When you're with them, you also, at least temporarily, discard the idea of the ordinary. The ordinary, because such a concept doesn't exist to a child. Every moment is a revelation. Every experience is some new breath-stealing discovery. My daughter regularly finds herself agog and wide-eyed at things I long ago stopped giving a second look to. The veins on a leaf, frost on the morning grass, the shape of a cloud. I can't remember the last time I gave a cloud a second glance, and that bothers me. I guess the older we get, the more wonder-deprived we tend to become. I think the Jesus who comes low understood this, which is why his parables inserted miracles into the mundane. The kingdom of God was treasure hidden in a field. It was seed falling into good soil. It was yeast working quietly through the dough. It was sparrows and wildflowers and pearls. It would have been impossible for his listeners to experience their ordinary days the same way after hearing him. I imagine that's a bit of what he meant when he talked about embracing the greater life by becoming a child. No, you may not have the luxury of serving as sidekick to a toddler today, but maybe you could spend some time today getting low. Renew your outlook or alter your vantage point or change your posture so you can see again the ordinary things you may be overlooking. And best be ready, because if you do, God surely may meet you there. Amen. Well, an update about our Zoom meeting tonight. Because of the Vine Street Christian Church board meeting at 7, we are going to be canceling our discussion group tonight at 7 and postponing it again till next Wednesday as scheduled. So no Zoom discussion group tonight, but I encourage you to participate in the board meeting, and I think Zoom will be available for that. I'm not sure. But until then, it's your middle Sabbath, and here is your benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day.